A final thing to wrap up these representation systems before we dive deeper. To wrap up these representation systems, remember we have our lead, we have our primary, we have our eye axis and cues, we have our synesthesias. And remember, with the primaries, there are some people that tend to prefer or spend a lot of time in the visual world. Maybe they're a painter or a graphic designer. And because they spend so much time in the graphic world, they develop more skill here. It's wonderful. They develop more skill here, but they may develop a weakness in another area. The auditory person might be a salesman that works over the telephone, or a guitarist, a musician. And the musician will develop deeper sensory awareness to tonality, timbre, pitch that the graphic designer has no idea about. So we end up with people that are that tend to have a preference for visual, auditory, kinesthetics world. And some people even add the auditory digital or the self-talk world. So some people might be more visual, auditory, kinesthetics, or auditory digital. And I guess for sure, you could have more people that would be more smell, like a florist. And they may get really immersed and have really amazing smell skills. And you may have people that are really in the gustatory or the taste section, and they might be a chef and be very creative with food and flavors. And if you could imagine, if you're talking to a chef, you might like to use language regarding flavors. That's flavorsome. Mmm, that looks juicy. That idea is juicy. And remember, the primary ones we have, visual, auditory, kinesthetics, and then probably the auditory digital self-talk. So as people get stronger and stronger in these, you will find people that are strong in visual and perhaps a little in auditory, but we will have a primary strength in one of the senses. If not, it'll be in the auditory digital, the last one. So we're about to dive into four different types or four different broad categories of people here. These are actually four categories or characteristics. Four: visual, auditory, kinesthetics, and auditory digital, you know, the self-talk. And I'm going to leave out the smell and taste, okay? So these are four broad kind of categories, and inside these categories, we're going to have some generalizations, okay? Mass generalization, so apologies. Visual, the graphic designer, the person working with pictures, memorizing by pictures. They might not be so good with remembering verbal instructions or, you know, some other stuff, but they're amazing with pictures. They prefer to stand back so they can see you. They're interested in whether things look good. Also, whether they look good. When they're going out, they might spend more time in the mirror. And it's not necessarily a thingy thing. They might just actually care so much more about how they look and how their friends look. A great thing about these people is they work a lot with pictures. Think fast, talk fast. Breathe from the upper chest area. Auditory people. The musicians. People who just love to talk. I think I'm developing more and more of a love to talk as I make these and do the training. You know, we're easily distracted by noise. No, that's not me. Only at night. So auditory people, musicians, people like me, easily distracted by noise. We may think using a lot of external dialogue or maybe even internal dialogue. We like to talk out loudly, perhaps, or talk to other people, discuss ideas before moving forward. We learn deeply by listening and discussing. We can repeat verbal instructions back to you easily, but if you give us a graphics task like designing a web page, struggle with graphic designs. A little bit of a struggle. Breathing from the middle of the chest. And for the auditory people, tone of voice and the words selected matter a lot. And they're much more inclined to be aware of pitch, timbre, and those kind of things. When we're talking, they might like to be close to you and interested in whether things sound right. Often don't dress as well as the visual people because there's less concern about dress. Kinesthetics people. Kinesthetics are more in the feelings. They often talk and breathe slowly. We breathe from lower in the chest. Imagine actually breathing through your belly and just take a few deep breaths and breathe through your belly and notice the clothes you're wearing. But don't notice them with your eyes, notice them with your body. How do your clothes feel? Now, we're more concerned about how we feel and how our clothes feel, so we don't dress up as well. We wear more what feels good. We respond well to the physical rewards and touch. And we memorize things by doing things or walking through things. Might use a lot of hand gestures. We're interested in whether things feel right, and we might like to be close enough to you to touch you. And yes, breathing slower. Auditory, digital. This is a self-talk. We have a lot of internal dialogue. We want to know if things make sense and if it's logical, and we want to process things logically. We exhibit things from all of the categories. In fact, all of them do, but we have a lot more variety in taking characteristics from all the other systems. It's just we might have a bit more focus on what makes sense, what's logical, what's practical. We'll often be leaning back and perhaps a little bit more dissociated from our feelings, dissociated from what we see and hear. And we're a little bit dissociated because we're more associated to our internal world. So that's the four broad characteristics there: visual, auditory, kinesthetics, and the auditory digital. A final two things to note. People like people that are like them, remember? So when you want to make rapport with these people, be it face-to-face over email or in messages, wouldn't it be good to come across and lead with their preferred representation system and use their language in the message? Second point, lead. Lead and use their representation systems and make it work for them. Each of these characteristics and all the different types, you know, they're generalizations, but we want to use this for our advantage. You know, if we have a friend that's a designer, we don't really want to focus on that they might not be able to recall verbal instructions well. We want to magnify their strengths. You're a graphic designer? Wow, you must have incredible visual skills. We want to focus and highlight the strengths that people have. So when you explain this to people or when you share this with people or when you look for people, look for their strengths and magnifying their strengths. Remember, we're here to make the world a better place.